From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Davis Concert Hall at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We do have a great show for you today. We got Captain Andy Hilstrin from the TV show The Deadliest Catch. He'll be joining us later, give us some fishing tips. But first, things are so nuts right now in our country. They're so crazy. It's so tough. Things are so bad. We've retired the bald eagle as our national symbol and replaced it with a circling vulture. So we did what anybody would do in a reasonable response to the news of this week. We ran away to interior Alaska. Where we're going to stockpile canned goods and ammunition and wait until global warming turns this place into way northern California. But before we go off the grid, you've got one last chance to win Carl's voice and your voicemail. Give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Colleen Henry from San Francisco, California.
And how are things in San Francisco?
Well, we're still waiting for summer to come here, but pretty good.
Really? Because it's over in Alaska. They've had it. They can lend it to you now. They're done with it. What do you do there?
I'm a doctoral student, and I study social welfare.
Oh, cool. Social welfare?
Yes.
How's that going?
Well, you know.
Well, welcome to the show, Colleen. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. Mr. Adam Felber is here.
Hi, Colleen.
Next, a comedian performing at the Alley Theater in Houston, Texas on August 27th. I'm talking about Paula Poundstone. And finally, a former Alaskan who's been back for a week and already smells like fish, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hello, Colleen.
Now, Colleen, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Your first quote is a headline from Wednesday's New York Post. God bless them.
It's crazy, like a hooker's drawers. Up, down, up.
The Post was referring to the wild ups and downs of what this week?
I believe that would be the stock market.
Yes, indeed. The stock market completely lost control. It careened up and down all week. Then on Friday, it finally announced it was quitting its job, getting a tattoo of the 90s tech boom on its lower back, and leaving its wife for a much younger index fund. The president tried to calm things down with a public address on Monday from the White House. It did not help. His optimistic message about the economy was tempered by the sight of Michelle and the kids in the background defending the vegetable garden from desperate foragers.
I don't have any stocks.
You don't?
Me either.
No.
I mean, I did.
No, I went broke years ago, and so, you know, part of me just sits back and chuckles.
Now, the volatility in the stock market, all the craziness, was blamed on Standard & Poor's downgrading of America's debt rating. It hasn't had any real effect on interest rates, but it's ruined our image. Mexico is embarrassed to be living next to us. We're bringing the continent's property values down. We're like the crack house of North America.
Yeah. Alaskans can't drive through Canada anymore. They make them go around.
It's true. Here, Colleen, is your next quote.
Due to the imminent collapse of society, we regret to announce we're closing at 6 tonight.
That was a sign in a subway store south of London this week. They had to close down early that day due to what?
The riots.
Yes, the London riots. London and other cities in Britain were hit by rioters. some of whom were protesting steep cuts in government programs, while others were auditioning for Simon Cowell's new TV show, Britain's Got Hooligans. Now, the United Kingdom is not used to this. Most of their police are unarmed. They're helpless. So they've been authorized, now that the riots have continued, to use rubber bullets, water cannons, along with more traditional British weapons, like cutting remarks, looking down one's nose, and remaining emotionally distant.
Break out the disdain.
We'll cut them dead socially.
Should I shame them, sod?
There's been some talk that they were using unauthorized haughty looks.
Yes. Politicians are blaming the riots on the disaffected and poor youth, but a lot of the rioters are apparently middle class or even wealthy kids, and that explains this strangely stilted British riot etiquette that we've been seeing. It's like, oh, no, don't use that to smash the car. That's your salad bat.
When this happens, in Cairo and Syrian places, it's the Arab Spring. Is this like the British Spring, the Irish Spring, perhaps?
It's the Irish Spring. Yeah. All right, Colleen, here's your last quote.
Even though they're identified as male characters and possess many human traits and characteristics, they remain puppets and do not have a sexual orientation.
That was a statement from the makers of Sesame Street responding to a growing movement demanding that Who finally be legally wed under the laws of New York State.
Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie, yes. The rumors have circulated for years. Two long-term male roommates who bicker but never separate, never date girls, and enjoy bubble baths. Now that gay marriage is legal in New York, activists think the makers of Sesame Street should admit what's obvious to everyone, make honest Muppets of Bert and Ernie. The Sesame Street producers think this is ridiculous, justifiably so. What kind of person looks at a hunk of foam and thinks about its love life? Wow, my futon looks so unfulfilled and lonely. Maybe I should get it an ottoman.
Well, Paula and I disagree about this.
You do? What do you think?
Paula does not think they're lovers.
I've never thought that they were lovers.
And I always have.
Really?
Yeah.
What
do you always have?
Well, not always, but for quite a while.
Like when you were doing How Many Is One, when you were watching the show?
Sure.
As a kid?
Yeah. No. But, you know, rumors have been circulating for 25 years about these guys.
I don't see why that would upset people more than the interspecies relationship of Miss Piggy and Kermit.
Yeah, that's true. You know? Carl, how did Colleen do in our quiz?
Colleen, you had three correct answers, so congratulations. I'll be doing the message on your voicemail.
Well done, Colleen. Yay for Colleen. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.